This year, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, all eligible voters were allowed to cast mail-in ballots. They have not yet been counted and may not be for several days. The results of early voting and in-person voting favor Republicans in 5 contested seats on Long Island, the Lower Hudson Valley, and New York City, and Democrats in 3 districts in the Rochester and Buffalo areas. 3 Long Island first-term Democrats, Monica Martinez, James Gorin, and Kevin Thomas, are all trailing their GOP challengers. A New York City seat long held by a Republican until 2018 might be back in GOP hands. Right now, Vito Bruno is leading freshman Democrat Andrew Gonardes. And in the Hudson Valley, former Westchester County executive and former gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino is ahead of first-term Democrat Peter Harkum. Freshman Democrat Jen Metzger, who is behind in early and in-person voting, issued a statement saying everyone needs to wait for the absentee ballot to be counted. Democrats are ahead in 3 open seats previously held by Republicans. In the Rochester area, Democrat Samra Brooke leads Republican Christopher Misick, and Democrat Jeremy Cooney is ahead of the GOP's Mike Berry. In the Buffalo region, Democrat Sean Ryan has already declared victory against Republican Joshua Mertzloff, though the State Board of Elections shows that Mertzloff leads the early and in-person voting tallies. Democrats had hoped to pick up 2 seats to achieve a supermajority in the Senate, with power to override any vetoes issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo. But they, along with everyone else, will have to wait until all of the absentee ballots are counted. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.